Boy, have I got a real retarded surprise for you guys today. We'll just go ahead and start with our normal theme, and then we'll just see what you say. I'm going to open up a beer in the meantime, and you should too.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you.
Yeah, that happened. You're welcome. I spent about an hour and a half doing that. Making a special version of a song that no one cares about for a show that no one listens to. You idiots listening to this. Have a beer with me. We have a lot to discuss today. But actually, that sounded like a wishbone thing. We have a lot to discuss today. Also, though, it's important that we actually drink this time, because I need to drink so that I can pee my pants live on here, maybe. I mean, I'm not really shooting to pee my pants, but where the pee goes, nobody knows. We also have a lot of great questions that inquiring minds are curious about, and how I tried to become a man earlier this week. With the long hog. So stay tuned. We're going to get to all of it. So where to begin? Where to begin? Oh, that just cut out there. Not as much time as I thought. I spent too much time giggling, actually. That's the real problem. That's what happens when you giggle for the entire T of the song, right? Just get that kind of shit. Anyway, welcome. Welcome back. We've had a great week. Lots of posts on the website, by the way. I just want to point that out because I don't think enough people are enjoying the text. I guess you guys can't fucking read. Big surprise. Or, you know, you don't like the things I do, which is entirely possible as well and equally unsurprising. Well, I'm sitting here sweating in a robe. Because I bought a little device. Let me take you back to the subject of a golf tournament that I played in last year. Even though I can't golf worth a shit, I tried it, I liked it, I hated it, I got real drunk. The problem with this golf tournament, I discovered, was that, besides that I get real drunk, is that I needed to urinate. Some would probably just hold it or try and make it to the clubhouse. Others among us would just destroy a gazebo with urine, if that's necessary. I'm sure there's a third group that has other plans. This year I decided, no more fucking around. I am just going to pee my pants. Now, I thought of some different situation. Here's the thing. People accuse me of having a small bladder, which is possible, but I don't think they're taking into account how much I drink. And the other thing is, golf tournament means I had about 100 cups of coffee and then, you know, a thimble of water, a Dixie cup full of water, just because, you know, I wouldn't want to just be drunk, right? And then, you know, 5-10 beers. So there was a lot of liquid. I peed an entire lake, perhaps, on a golf course once. So I don't think it's a small bladder issue. I think the issue is my fluid intake, and especially of fluids that I don't need to intake, is high. Is high, guys. So, this year, I thought I would just pee my pants. Now, I thought of some different possibilities. I thought about a diaper. But because the volume is so high, there was concern expressed at our board meeting that I have with me that if I did pee myself in a diaper, I may reach the saturation point of the average adult diaper. I don't know how much urine a diaper holds, but I bet it's less than, you know, a liter. It seems like I would wear it out real quick, and then what would I do? I'd have to take off a diaper. That's not really a lot easier. I guess I could wear a skirt. That would be an answer. Is this why people like wearing those skirts at festivals? Because you can just piss? Like a horse, you just stand there and start peeing and no one knows? They should make those kilts with like a splash-proof guard on the front. You can just start peeing and it's waterproof. It just beads up and rolls out. You'd have to use Rain-X on your kilt. So here's the thing. I have a little device called the Stadium Pal. Many of you may have heard of this thanks to our mutual friend, David Sedaris. Old gay NPR guy who is real funny at writing. Did a short essay about the Stadium Pal. This is basically what they call an external catheter. What's an external catheter, you ask? Basically, it's a condom with a tube. The tube goes into a bag. The pee goes into the bag, and a valve at the bottom of the bag releases the pee. This is my plan for the golf tournament. Now, I wanted to use the golf tournament as a tester. You know, maybe that would be the first time. But then I thought, I don't want to pee in my little outfit that I wear at the golf tournament. I get dressed up. I play golf once a year. So I like to dress for the occasion. I don't want to pee my golf pants. Those, you know what happens? You pee your golf pants. Now those are your pee pants. They are not golf pants anymore. My boss told me, she asked me if I was interested in a golf bag. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, I have a golf bag. It's baby blue. And I said, stop right there. I'm in. And then she said, it's from the 70s. And I said, you're overselling it now. And then she said, and it's baby blue with shamrocks on it. And I said, well, you got yourself a deal. Now, she did specify that once I had used it to the full capacity, that I do not give it back to her. That was her one caveat for allowing me to use her golf bag, is that it does not ever return to her. You know, the golf came back the very next day. Then I got fired because my boss said so. All right? So I'm going to be looking very good and don't want to pee myself. I may need to get a glove. I don't know if you need a one or two gloves for golf. And whether those gloves can have sequins. So at any rate, I have this here, and I would like to try it live on the show. If you may remember, I did size myself for this external catheter, and I have to say, I think I guessed right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and just slam this expired Czech beer real quick. Because to build up some urine. I have a beer and then a water, so I'm going to just drink those as fast as possible right now. So just give me a moment, okay? This is going to be good. You're going to hear me basically sticking glue to my penis. It's going to work out. Czech beer is not bad. It must be amazing when it's not expired. Ugh. Are you guys good at chugging beer? I can chug warm beer pretty good. I have trouble with carbonated beverages, though. I almost think I could chug whiskey better, but I'm not sure. Just makes me tired. This is a lot of work. This is how you know you're getting old, when you almost just drink whiskey because you're like, God, the amount of work it's going to take me to get loaded is just out of hand. You've been searching
for answers to try prove you're
right. I mean, if you count it by swallows, there we go. It's, 100 times as much. And you don't feel as good either. Alright, there goes the water. Now let's throw down a whiskey. I know that wasn't in the original plan, but plans change. I don't know if you know that. Plus, I think this might help me push. Pushing and pushing and pushing and not down. Ooh. Oh, God. There we go. Okay. My stomach feels full, like the way those, you know, it's funny, those little kids on those videos that are starving. That's hilarious. No, but when I was a kid and you would see those videos and it's like a little kid in Somalia, I'd be like, what the hell? He's got a little belly. He's a little fatso. He's doing just fine. What are you talking about? Like, oh, send them money. Maybe if he wasn't just drinking beers, he wouldn't have that crazy belly. All right, so now I've got a beer and a water and a whiskey in me. Plus, I was drinking water before this. So, while we're waiting, I did want to go over the instructions here on how to do this. This came with a beautiful black and white printed and stapled instruction booklet. With a very pixelated drawing inside that shows how this all works. But here we go. Congratulations on taking the giant step forward, freeing yourself from those heretofore nuisance trips to the restroom. Heretofore, but no more. Stadium pal. Peeing without looking like a whore. Cheers. This starts with a section called A Word to the Wise. This is not a good sign. Here we go. A Word to the Wise. Like anything new, putting on your stadium pal may feel awkward at first. Whew, that's comforting. There's a typo immediately. It may feel awkward. Good. Okay. Once you like anything new, first kiss is a fumble. The first time that you have sex with somebody, there's some, romantic, cute, but still awkward fumbling around. And the first time you put a sticky condom thing over your penis to pee in while you're just sitting around with other people at a golf cart may be weird. Once you are familiar with the ins and outs of getting a good fit and positioning, you will experience a brand new comfort zone. We highly recommend trying your new stadium pal at home for the first time. Well, that's good. That's why I'm wearing a robe, by the way. Robe is extremely warm. I bought this robe right before I got sick, and thank God, it basically turned into a sweat rag. I blame the show Big Bang Theory for popularizing making robes look so comfortable. They're always wearing robes over pajamas. And it's far too, I don't know where, don't they live in California? It's way too fucking warm to wear a robe with pajamas. Are you out of your mind? All right, section two, we're doing good. Putting on your stadium pal catheter. Cleaning. Before you put on your stadium pal external catheter, be sure that your penis is clean and totally dry. Wash with soap and water and pat dry. Then allow your skin to air dry for a few moments more. I washed it this morning. You know? Seems to be, there's a pube on, okay. Don't be gross, Pete. I'm just going to pull it out and, we'll do some theater of the mind just to, make sure it's dry and ready. I feel so free. Do you guys feel free? What has this show become? Okay. Freedom Clear. This 100% latex-free, self-adhering catheter is made from a clear material that allows you to check your skin at any time. Because it is latex-free, it eliminates the risk of a latex reaction that could cause skin irritation. The Freedom Clear has the highest degree of breathability available, offering a healthier environment for the skin. It is available in 5 sizes, allowing for a precise fit. Yeah, we know that. And it is designed with a short sheath length added for added comfort. I was going to say, I may have a latex allergy a little bit. Today, there is something in Colorado happening called a flood. And at my work, we had a box called the React Pack. What is the React Pack, you say? Well, it's a box of stuff meant to be used in an emergency situation such as a flood. Now, we've had this for a couple years, and we're advised not to open it for the reason that once opened, it is difficult to get things back in the box. You know, but my thinking is, so is a disaster. Once the disaster, once the cat's out of the bag, the React Pack comes out of the box. Drink into that one. So, busted it out, and I fully prepared myself. What did the preparation consist of, you may ask? Yellow rubber booties that went over my boots and made me look like I had banana feet. There were 2 sponges, so that would probably handle a significant amount of water. What if it didn't handle all the water? Good news. 1 package of paper towels. There was also a plastic robe. No, apron is what I'm thinking of. Plastic apron. Now, what? The only application I can think of for plastic apron is working in a slaughterhouse or a butcher shop, right? Does anybody else need to be wearing a plastic apron? They had plastic aprons when I was a dishwasher. I declined for the reason that they were like a thick plastic, and because the place I worked at was a complete shithole, they wanted us to reuse the same plastic apron. Nothing worse than something that's meant to be used once, demanded to be reused by a boss. That's going to turn into a piece of shit. So I had an apron on, and yellow booties, and a face mask, and also I put together a mop. Now there's a tiny mop in there, and you snap together 3 pieces of wood. You screw them together to make the world's most crooked mop that could absorb, basically, if I ejaculated on the floor, this might be capable of absorbing that much fluid. Maybe. I don't want to make any big claims for this company that aren't warranted, but I think it could do it. I don't have a huge output. And I mean, probably like fill a beer cap would be my guess. I could try that later. Do you want me to let you know? If you don't, push that, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Otherwise, I'm going to tweet a picture of a beer cap full of semen. Okay. So anyway, after doing all this stuff, I touched my face, and I think these little boots were made out of some kind of rubber, and my face burned. You know, that's what I get for trying to react to a disaster. Burning face. So, fortunately, Stadium Pal is latex-free. Hopefully, it's not made of whatever those yellow boots are. Ooh, here's our first helpful hint. Oh, God. To keep pubic hair from sticking to the Stadium Pal catheter, you may want to use a blunt scissors to trim the hair away from the base of your penis. Oh, man. First of all, I understand what you're saying about the blunt scissors because you don't want me to cut my penis. On the other hand, catch 22, how do you cut your pubes with blunt scissors? That doesn't work. That's the whole fucking point. This is why it doesn't work. By the way, you know, when I'm not seeing anybody, I do not trim my pubes at all. At all. Not whatsoever. They just fucking grow, man, and it's gross. But you know what? Fuck it. Whenever I try to trim them, I'll use a trimmer. But, you know, I don't know. That's a mixed bag. And then I'll, like, shave part of it. You know, a landing strip. Not a landing strip. The problem is, like, they go up your stomach. So I'll try and make it into a reasonable-looking pube area. And then it itches like fuck when they're growing back. Itches so bad. And basically, you're scratching your pubes. So it's better than your balls where you're like bent half over, like you're looking at your own asshole in the mirror, just scratching like crazy. I don't know when guys decided, this is one thing that I'm against men on. I don't know when guys decided it was okay to just touch their balls all the time. You don't need to. Maybe they're shaving down there. I don't know. But anyway, there's a lot of pubes going right now. I mean, pubes go halfway up the shaft in a flaccid situation here. That's what I like, though. I like to be sort of camouflaged and come at by surprise. You know? Pop out. Where did that come from? The bushes. Boom. Also, it's hard when you so I'm not like a hairy guy, but I've got quite a bit of leg and butt hair. So it's hard to shave your pubes because basically it looks like what happened, you know? It's like when they do a controlled burn in the forest and there's just a stripe that's gone. I should have just drank a bunch of water instead of booze in order to pee in this, shouldn't I? An easy trick for getting hair out of the way is to use a paper towel or tissue screen. Fold the towel or tissue into fourths and tear a small hole at the point in the center. Unfold the towel and put your penis through the hole in the center. Now we're getting good. Pushing pubic hair back as you go. Now getting super hot. Tear the towel off when the Stadium Pal catheter is in place. So basically what they're saying is they want me to put my penis through a sort of glory hole made of paper towel and then put this catheter on. Now, well, we'll get there. But, I mean, you know, I went out somewhere a little while ago. They had those wristbands. If you own a bar, can you teach the fucking people who do the wristbands that it's important not to just, like, slap it on my arm hair? I mean, I don't have a ton of arm hair. But Jesus Christ, I swear to God, the lady, there was just a sliver, the tiniest sliver of the band that connected, and the rest of it, she just stuck straight to my arm hair. You know? It's like she looked over my body to see which part was the hairiest, and then was like, I guess I'll just put it on this arm, because I can't just slap it across and hold his ass cheeks closed with it, but that would be ideal. Okay. Freedom Clear catheters are designed for easy application. Hold the rolled Stadium Pal catheter sheath so that the head of your penis fits in the cone, but doesn't rub against the bulb. With the clear catheters, you can actually see the penis is in the correct position. I'm going to describe just quickly what this catheter looks like. It's also got a really great diagram of how to put a hole in a piece of paper or a paper towel and then put your penis through it, but there's no picture of a penis. There's also a helpful hint if you're uncircumcised. Leave your foreskin in place over the head of your penis. This will prevent tangling or pulling the loose skin. Oh, God. Unroll the adhesive coat of sheath along your penis. Squeeze the sheath all around your penis to seal the adhesive to your skin. This will prevent leakage. A few air bubbles may remain. This is normal. If there's extra loose material in the sheath, pinch it together so that it sticks to itself. If there are too many wrinkles in the sheath, you may consider ordering a size down. Oh, man. Urine bag, that's not important. We're not there yet. Cleaning it. This is a fun thing about the Stadium Pal. Comes with a bunch of the catheter. I'm going to describe the catheter part. Basically, it rolls on like a condom, but instead of a condom, it's got, you know, it's like if you had a condom that was designed to actually shoot sperm inside of someone. You know, it's got like a barrel that's cut off at the end. If it was rifled and thinner, you know, you could actually, someone should make this, like a fertility condom, where it's got a rifling and it's very thin so that when the sperm comes out, it's like shooting out, you know, like a concentrated little spray that could almost break the skin. Really get up in there. Is that a problem with fertility, that the sperm isn't getting up in there? That can't be a problem, can it? This has some troubleshooting, though, which I like. Here we go. Problem one, penis is soft or retracts. Now, I don't understand this, because is my penis supposed to be hard? Okay, be patient and keep trying. Grab the base of your penis nearest your body and squeeze your penis to make it more rigid and smooth, forward. When you put the cone of the catheter against the head of your penis, pinch with your thumb and first two fingers to get a firm grip on your penis. I mean, this is telling me how to hold a penis. I'm aware of how to hold a penis, my friends. Keep holding while you unroll the sheath of the catheter. Snip away extra material. Okay, that's boring. Problem two. Urine flows in sudden surges. The double-thick cone bulb and stem of the catheter are designed not to kink or twist. Oh, God, that would horrible. Yeah, if it backed up and then I just started, what would happen? It would go back inside my body. I'd be poisoned. I would pass away. You can't shoot urine in your pee hole. That's like when a vampire bites another vampire and you just melt or turn gray and all that shit. God forbid. Problem three, adhesive pulls out pubic hair. See description in putting on your catheter. I mean, yeah, my problem is my pubic hair has been pulled out. What do you think the answer to that's going to be? Well, tough. I mean, there's really not a lot of going back from there, is there? Four, erections occur spontaneously. I mean, this shouldn't be a problem for me. I don't get a lot of just golf boners. Fortunately, I'm not real into sports. Now, this is a stadium pal, so maybe if I was real into sports, saw a guy throw a good long hog. Long hog is a term I took from Red Bar Radio, although they didn't use it to mean football at all. It was for motorcycling. But I use it to describe a good football pass. You know, if you do a good pass in football, that's a long hog. So I've been trying to learn how to long hog. I can't throw a spiral. Here's what everyone tells you, by the way. If I say, do you know how to throw a spiral? They say, sorta. And then I say, how do you do it? And they're like, you got to put your fingers like this on the laces. And I'm like, I got the fucking laces, all right? First of all. Secondly, I don't think it's all about where your fingers are on the laces. Because if that's all it took, you could just place your hand properly and then throw it. I played long hog for about an hour over the entire week, including with some teenage boys. And I would say I've slightly improved. I've improved 50%, which I have to say makes me believe that this whole football thing is not as hard as they say. Because if I, lily-livered, lily-handed, no spiral-throwing, complete huge puss, can do it that well in a half hour, my God, how hard could it be? Anyway, I don't think I'm going to be getting hard, so I'm not going to worry about it. But if I do, self-adhering catheters will expand automatically to accommodate a spontaneous erection. You know, it's like rubber. I like how it's like it'll spontaneous, or, you know, it'll accommodate automatically an erection. Yeah, no shit. I don't think there's like a switch or, you know, a cord that I had to untangle and then it loosens the pressure. Self-adhering catheter is hard to remove. Oh, Christ. Wrap a warm, damp washcloth around your penis for a few minutes. Ease the catheter off. Some men have taken a hot shower and found that even more helpful. I need to describe to you also, so this is like a condom with a tube on the end. But, you know, you put the condom. Let me do a little safety demo for everybody. Here's how you put on a condom. Pinch the tip, okay? You don't want it to be tight against your pee hole. You know when you see a fat guy wearing a shirt and it indents in on his belly button? That is not what your condom should look like. You shouldn't be able to see your pee hole like that. You need a space for the kaboom to go. About the size of a beer cap is my estimate. You pinch that, create that reservoir, put it on the tip of your penis, then roll it down gently. Like you're rolling up a sleeve. You know, but in this case, you're covering and protecting yourself from herpes as opposed to trying to look like AC Slater in class. This catheter, however, is different from a condom in that the part you unroll, the part that starts rolled up and that you unroll, is very sticky. That's how this stays on, is basically it glues itself to my penis, which is a concern. Problem six, the catheter is too tight at the base of your penis. Yeah, baby. This Stadium Pal catheter is real tight. So, you know, maybe later you want to stand with me in a hot shower as I try to wait for this to just come off on its own to not cause myself terrible pain. Then we could probably do a sex thing. And I could ejaculate all over you as much as you know, one beer lid of ejaculate could get all over a person, you may need to do some spreading around of that. 5 steps to success. This is always good. Always remember, there are a few musts to get the best result with your stadium pal. 1, be sure your condom catheter is the correct size and fit for you. Okay, well, we'll find out. 2, be sure your skin is clean and dry before you put on the condom catheter. Well, as long as we're not talking about sores from multiple diseases, we're fine. 3, be sure the top of your penis is positioned in the cone of the catheter but is not rubbing on the bulb. Squeeze the sheath. Okay, that's complicated, so forget it. 4, check the and empty your bag when needed and look for kinks in the tubing. Yeah. 5, keep your stadium pal clean and odor-free. The good news about this is I think that my pee will be mostly liquid. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a real clear one. Oh, return policy. Stadium Pal comes with a 100% guarantee. I could have my money refund. Oh my God, there's a phone number. If you experience any problems, please call 800-525-8161. Well, we're going to put it on and then this is the best part. The back page of this, for some reason, has what looks to be like motivational slogans. The top says values, and then it's got these things. So, you know, values. Greatest handicap? Fear. Best day? Today. Most useless asset? Pride. See if you can guess these at home. Keeping in mind that these are on the back of an instructional pamphlet on how to use a thing so that you don't have to get up and urinate. You're free from that. Greatest mistake? Giving up. Greatest stumbling block? Egotism. Greatest convert? Work well done. I think we need some like fancy music for this, don't we? We can't just do this on like, oh yeah, this is fine. Let's see if we have any like classical type music. Ooh, this is good. Maybe. Intense. I don't like that. Sorry for making that gross sound. Here we go. Most disagreeable person? Complainer. Bankruptcy. Lose enthusiasm. I don't get that one. Best teacher? One who wants you to learn. Greatest need? Common sense. Meanest feeling? Regret at another's success. Best gift? Forgiveness. Greatest moment? Death. What? Greatest knowledge? God. Greatest thing on earth? Love. Are we ready to stadium, pal? Let's do this. You're gonna have to scoot back and strip a little bit. Don't worry, this is completely asexual and gross. So you're not being voyeuristic here. All right, here we go. I'm going to try and screen my own pubic hair using a hand. Oh, God. All right. I'm rolling on the sticky thing. Oh, God. Already a pube problem here. It's okay. Just keep going. Power through. Listen to the music. Oh, it's all stuck in. Oh, God. Okay. Okay, it's on. I've got it on. It's definitely stuck to my penis. And pubes. I'm now attaching the bag to the catheter. Wow, this music is really helping. This would be a great thing for this radio show, really, if this works. I'm not entirely sure which way on this valve is closed, so I hope it's this way. All right. And now I'm going to attempt to pee. Here it comes. I'm peeing live. By God, it's working. There's a sudden surge. Greatest stumbling block is egotism. You guys, I did it. This is the true moment of triumph. I am looking at a bag that's got my own pee in it. Oh, I just backed some of the pee up into the condom. Oh, God. Okay, gravity. Do your thing. This is an amazing moment of triumph. I'm going to take a picture of this pee bag so that you can all share it as well. Wow. Thanks for taking that journey with me. Now comes the question of taking off the pee. Oh, God. Oh, that. Oh! I don't want to get too graphic, but I may have. May! Oof, this may be stuck to my scrotum. This is bad. I'm going to drink some beer. Okay, I'm going to attempt to remove this. Oh, this is not going well already. Oh, God. Oh. Hang on.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to keep going here. Just some cheery music. Whoa. Oh, ow. Ow. This is so terribly painful. Oh, my God. This is probably one of the worst moments of my life. Physically. Emotionally. Up there. Oh my God, okay. We're about halfway off. Ooh, I think we got all the pubes. Oh my God. Oh God, what are we doing? What are you listening to? Okay. Oh! Ow. Oh, okay, I'm free. We did. Oh, God. Ow. Stick this to the chair. Oh, my God. I'll tell you this. After even 2 minutes in an external catheter, once you're free from it, your penis feels amazing. It's like your penis has been in jail for 25 years. It's like the end of fucking Shawshank. You know, it gets out and now it feels good. I'll say this, I do feel free. I feel freedom coursing through my veins and urethra. For all intents and purposes, it appears that it works. I think this device actually works. Now that was a pretty small urination, and it's about 1/10 of the way full, so I might be okay. Everything might work out. Everything might come up Pete here. I don't know how I'm going to rinse this out. That's going to be gross. But we'll get to that later. I'm not going to make you listen to the... Thanks for taking the journey with me. I need a minute here. I was in pain. That was some serious shit, you guys. Wow. Hang on. I need to adjust. I have, like, just a tiny stomach ache, like when you get hit in the balls. All right, next segment. Let's move right along. Well, now this seems really dumb because I have a book here that's called Are You Smart Enough to Work at Google? And it's got a lot of interview questions they might ask you if you were going to apply to work at the place called Google. I thought that it would be good to answer some of these questions. It's always good to sharpen your job interview skills, I think. You know, I'm a professional man. Really should have done this first. Really should have planned it out where the part where I talk about, you know, my professional development comes after forcing people to listen to 2.5 minutes of me scraping adhesive from my penis. A penis. So here's the thing. I have the questions here. So here's what I will do. I will do my best to answer these questions and see what happens and whether or not I can get a job at Google when I'm drunk and penis injured. That's the real test. They should be like, put on the stadium, pal, and peel it off. And if you can do it, they're like, you're hired. You know what? You've got something, kid. You've got the right attitude. Here's a question. You are shrunk to the height of a nickel and thrown into a blender. Your mass is reduced so that your density is the same as usual. The blades start moving in 60 seconds. What do you do? How do you survive in a blender when you're tiny? That's a very easy answer. Anyone who has ever blended things, such as a powder, knows that what happens is you could blend 100 million gallons with 1 teaspoon of protein powder, and that protein powder will clump against the side of the container and never be blended. So I would simply coat myself in protein powder and, come out unscathed. Blenders do not have the power to deal with protein powder. Boom. Next question. When there's a wind blowing, does a round trip by plane take more time, less time, or the same time? Answer, the same time. Because the pilot can just hit the gas. Step on the fucking pedal, and you can get there just as quick. Okay? I think these planes can go faster than they're showing us. It seems like in the movies when they're like, oh Christ, we're going down, they really pick up a lot of speed. I think, you know what I wonder? Do you think, like, let's say I'm flying to Oregon. I wish I was flying to Oregon right now instead of doing this. And they flew basically straight up at an angle, 45 degree angle, for an hour, and then went plummeting down at a 45 degree angle, you know. So I guess you'd have like a 45 degree angle and then a, I don't know what that would be. I'm not good at math. Minus 45? Or how does it work with radians? Math? Help? Oh, God. Anyway, you get my drift. Straight up, straight down, you make sort of a triangle. Do you think you could go like 800 miles an hour? I think you could. If you could take a horribly painful flight, you know, like it was very uncomfortable. It felt like being on a roller coaster, but also that you might die. But, you know, it was 15 minutes to Portland. So, you know, you get in and they make you wear like a helmet and strap in, but they're like, it's only going to take 15 minutes. I think I'd go for it. If the safety record was the same as normal airplane, and you know why that would be fine? In a plane crash, people are like, I'm so afraid of a plane crash. You know, and then here's what people will say. Well, flying in a plane is safer statistically than driving a car, which first of all is bullshit. The problem is there's like a million people in a car every day and like 5 guys are in a plane. But the other problem, if I get in a car crash, you know, I don't know. I think it'd be relatively fast. The problem isn't the plane crashing. It's the 4 or 5 minutes of falling from that height, just peeing and crying and screaming. That's the problem with dying in a plane. Okay, if there was some way, here's what I would like the plane to do. If the plane is going down, those masks should come from and they're just like cyanide and you just die immediately. You know, if that mask pops out and you put it on, you just pass out. Those really should have nitrous in them. And you just like, oh, I don't even care anymore. I think that's the least they could. Oh, God, my penis is stuck to my own ball sack here with leftover glues. Oh, I'm going to be jacking off, and it's like when you would make boogers out of rubber cement later. Okay, let's move on with a Google question. You and your neighbor are holding yard sales on the same day. Both of you plan to sell the exact same item. You plan to put your item on sale for $100. The neighbor has informed you that he's going to put his on sale for $40. The items are in identical condition. What do you do, assuming you're not on especially friendly terms with this neighbor? Well, that's easy to assume, because my fucking upstairs neighbor is a total shithead piece of fuck. So let's say we're selling the same item. His dignity. That fucker. What would I do? What do I do, assuming you're not on especially friendly terms with this neighbor? I would probably buy his item from him, and then, no, yes. I'd buy his item from him, break it in front of him, and then also break mine and say, it was worth my money to break something that you own. That's all. I hate you that much. I know technically I owned it for a couple seconds there, but worth it. Here's what I would do. I'd go and break it and then pay him for it and be like, while you owned it, I broke it. Now I'll pay for it, but I want it to be paying for breaking your item as opposed to my item. You put a glass of water on a record turntable and begin increasing the speed slowly. What will happen first? Will the glass slide off? Will it tip over? Or will the water splash out? That's a great question, except for because I'm a DJ. What? Who knows? I'm going to be scratching that fucking record all over the place. Everything's going to be a mess. And nobody drinks water when they're DJing, by the way. Okay. Idiot. Question. It is difficult to remember what you read, especially after many years. How would you address this? Probably by drinking booze and just feeling less sad about my fading memory. How would I address this? I think I know exactly how I would address this. Oh, God. This is like a math question. I'm going to move on. Find the minimum number of coins to give any amount of change. Go fuck yourself. This is Google. Okay? We don't do that here. We don't give change. We don't have items that cost enough so low that we have change. We don't have a store here. Is that what I'm doing? Am I applying to work in the store where people who come visit Google can then buy a t-shirt? And I'm like, fuck, I have to give change. In a dark room, you're handed a deck of cards with N of the cards face up and the rest face down. N? What? There's a italicized N. You can't see the cards. How would you split the cards into two piles with the same number of face-up cards in each pile? Oh, I see what's going on here. In a dark room, you're handed a deck full of cards with nigger of the cards face up, and I don't understand the question. I don't understand this N replacement. I'm going to move on. You're given a cube of cheese and a knife. How many straight cuts of the knife do you need to divide the cheese into 27 little cubes? I don't know, but the first cut is the deepest. There are three boxes, and one contains a valuable prize. The other two are empty. You're given your choice of a box, but you aren't told whether it contains the prize. Instead, one of the boxes you didn't pick is open and shown to be empty. You're allowed to keep the box you originally picked or swap it for another unopened box. Which would you rather do, stay or switch? I know there's actually an answer to this that someone proved, and I know this thanks to a novel, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, about a autistic boy. And I think that you're supposed to switch every time, and somehow statistically that gets you there. How the math works, I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is I read that book, so I should work at Google. You're in a car with a helium balloon tied to the floor. Fuck me. The windows are closed. When you step on the gas pedal, what happens to the balloon? Does it move forward, move backward, or stay put? A helium balloon in my car would be immediately in my lungs, so I could be like, so, trick question. Nice try, Google. According to the survey, 70% of the public likes coffee and 80% likes tea. What the fuck? What are the upper and lower bounds of people who like both coffee and tea? I don't care because people who like tea are dopes. At 3:15, what is the angle between the minute and the hour hands on an analog clock? It's approximately beer degrees. Am I right, guys? Mmm. A book has N page. Why are they doing this? A book has nigger pages numbered the usual way from one to nigger. What? This is fucked up, this book. I don't like that. Not doing any more of those. Explain the significance of dead beef. Delicious. Boom. There's a latency problem in South Africa. Diagnose it, South Africa. Well, Dave Matthews is from there and everyone's fucking stoned, so that's why they're behind. Design an evacuation plan for San Francisco. Break off the bridge and turn it into America's first island prison, a la Escape from New York / Escape from LA. Imagine a country where all the parents want to have a boy. So every country. Every family keeps having children until they have a boy. Then they stop. What is the proportion of boys to girls in this country? I mean, who cares? What kind of country is this? Sausage Festvonia? Have you been to Sausage Fest Town? It's really great. There's a lot of boys there and men. It would be the worst vacation destination. Oh yeah, this is the country where we only like men. Oh, good. That'll be fun for me. On the other hand, if, you know, a little more gay, it'd be a paradise. On a deserted highway, the probability of observing a car during a 30-minute period is 95%. What is the chance of observing a car in a 10-minute period? How about maybe you shouldn't sit by the road and watch for cars? We count only blue cars. You have a choice of two wagers. One, you're given a basketball and have one chance to sink it for $1,000. Two, you have to make two out of three shots for the same $1,000. Which do you prefer? I would just take the one, and the simple answer for that is because I'd be fucking embarrassed. Because when I don't make the one, I'm just like, oh, well, bad shot. When I get worse as it goes, then everyone says, Jesus, you are bad at sports. Ball hog. Is that a long hog? That doesn't work. Yes, I would only want to take one shot because otherwise it would just be fucking humiliating. Oh, what else we got here? Use a programming language to describe a chicken. Jesus Christ, fuck you. That's not going to happen. There's a staircase and you're allowed to ascend one or two steps at a time. How many ways are there to reach the niggereth step? That's a capital N italicized TH step. I don't know what that term means. This book is very mean. Google is very racist, is what I'm learning. I mean, real racist. I'm not going to do that. It's another. You have N-word companies and want to merge them into one big company. This is a slavey question, and I'm not going to answer that. What is the most beautiful equation you've ever seen? Explain. U plus me, baby. That's going to get me a good job for sure. Or maybe you plus me plus them titties. And then they say, you're hired. We need you here. You want to make sure that Bob has your phone number. Oh, yeah. I really want to make a male friend. This is important to me. You can't ask him directly. Instead, you have to write a message to him on a card and hand it to Eve, who will act as the go-between. Eve will give the card to Bob, and he will hand his message to Eve, who will hand it to you. You don't want Eve to learn your phone number. What do you ask Bob? I mean, I would just say, bro, you got my phone number. And if he said no, I'd be like, right on, I'm just going to invite Eve to this rockin' raging party. With them titties. If you had a stack of pennies as tall as the Empire State Building, could you fit them all in one room? Yeah, the Empire State Building. Doi. You have 10,000 Apache servers, and one day, this is fucking racist. There are two rabbits, Speedy and Sluggo. When they want to run a 100-meter race, Speedy crosses the line while Sluggo is at the 90-meter mark. What a fucking faggot. Both rabbits run at a constant speed. Now we match them up. I am getting wasted, huh? Now we match them up in a handicapped race. This is getting real dark. Speedy has to start from 10 meters behind the start and run 110 meters, while Sluggo starts at the usual mark and runs 100 meters. Who will win? Well, actually, that's a complicated question, which I could answer in a lot of ways. Because you know what? You know who runs the fastest race? It's not the man who runs the fastest. It's one who slows down the slowest. Thanks for listening. I've been Pete. You've got an analog watch with a second hand. How many times a day do all three of the watch's hands overlap? I don't know. It seems like 100 at work. How many times do I look at it in the same hour and it's overlapping? 1,000,000. You're playing football on a desert island? Not likely. How much would you charge to wash all the windows in Seattle? I don't know, 1,000,000? I mean, that would be enough for me to just last, so whatever. I would get the 1,000,000, do a shitty job, and move on. A man pushed his car to a hotel and lost his fortune. What happened? I don't know. He's dumb. He had his fortune. He had to lay out the dollar bills to make a road. I don't know. You get on a ski lift at the bottom of the mountain and take it all the way up to the top. What fraction of the list chairs do you pass? 1,000,000. Explain what a database is to your 8-year-old nephew using 3 sentences. Hey, dipshit, do you want to learn about databases? Well, that's cool. Let's go beat up your mom. Look at sequence, next line. That's not going to happen. You have 25 horses. Doing pretty good for myself. No wonder I got this job at Google. How many races do you need to find the fastest 3 horses? You don't have a timer. And you can only, what kind of fucking idiot has 25 horses and no timer? What a dumb bastard. Imagine you have a rotating disc like a CD. You're given 2 colors of paint, black and white. A sensor fixed to a point near the disc's margin can detect the color of paint underneath it and produce an output. How do you paint the disc so that you can tell the direction it's spinning just by looking at the sensor's readings? Ooh, that's a great question. What a good question, Google. And go fuck yourself. How many lines can be drawn in a plane such they are equidistant from 3 non-collinear points? I don't even know what that means, but I would be really good at providing the office with cups for our Keurig coffee machine. There's a bar. Now we're talking. Where all the customers are antisocial. Now we're double talking. It has 25 seats in a line. Whenever a customer comes in, he invariably sits as far from the other customers as possible. Nobody will sit directly next to anyone else. Should a customer come in and find that there are no such seats, he walks right out. The bartender naturally wants to seat as many customers as possible. If he is allowed to tell the first customer where to sit, where should that be? In the John. Your first customer of the day comes in at 11 a.m. He can sit at the toilet. How many different ways can you paint a cube with 3 colors of paint? Me? Probably like 1. Well, no. I mean, there's a lot of ways. You could paint it. You could paint swastika on it. You could paint a some other design besides swastika. There are a lot of options. How many ridges are there in the rim of a quarter? 500,000,000,000. How many bottles of shampoo are produced in the world in a year? Well, apparently 1, because I use 1 and everyone else looks greasy. How much toilet paper would it take to cover the entire state? I don't know, but I wish people would use more toilet paper. What is 2 to the 64th power? 1 Google, let's say. How many golf balls will fit in a school bus? 2? I mean, can you afford these? They're like a dollar. It's raining and you have to get your car at the far end of the parking lot. Are you better off running or not if the goal is to minimize how wet you get? What if you have an umbrella? Ella, da, 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 da. I don't know, man. I would probably I would just run. I wouldn't run, and here's why. I get sweaty in 10 feet. So I will be wet no matter what. If I run, if I walk, whatever. Plus, if I walk, I look cool. You have a glass jar of marbles and can determine the... Okay, I'm not doing that. Didn't you hate that when at school they'd say, how many fucking pieces of Skittle are in this jar? I would say, I don't know, 8. They'd say, no, that's not a guess. Come on. And I'd say, 10. Fuck you. Out of your mind. I've got a fleet of 50 trucks, each with a full tank of gas and a range of 100 miles. How far can you deliver a payload? What if you've got N trucks? Are you kidding me with this? Jesus Christ. Simulate a 7-sided die with a 5-sided die. Okay. I would say, here's a 5-sided die. We need 2 more sides. So flip a coin. There you go. Add a coin flip. You have an empty room and a group of people waiting outside the room. A move consists of... I'm not going to do this. This is too long. I don't care about this. There's a guy named Sergey. Sergey. You've got an unlimited supply of bricks. You want to stack them, each brick overhanging the one beneath it. What is the maximum overhang you can create? 1 million. Duh. Everybody knows that. I think I'm getting close to the end. You have to get from point A to point B. You don't know whether you can get there. What do you do? I don't know. I just start driving around and listen to some music, probably, and start sweating in the car, worried that I will never get there. Can you swim faster through water or syrup? I don't actually know, but I would enjoy swimming through syrup more because I've never done that, and it sounds much more deliciouser. So that's what I would say. Here are the last questions. How do you put a giraffe in a refrigerator? Chop him up. How do you put an elephant in a refrigerator? Chop him up, eat part of him raw, and shove his ass in there. The Lion King is holding an animal conference. Jeez, what the fuck? And holding an animal conference. All the animals attend except one. Which one? The Lion Queen. How about that? You have to cross a river in crocodile country and don't have a boat. How do you get across? A gun. A gun. Jesus. I'm the only one who knows how to work at Google. Well, someone clipped this audio and sent it to Google. Sure they'll appreciate all the N-words. Hey, guys. That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you all had a good time listening to me hurt my penis and then kill my chances of working at Google. Keep listening. I hope you're enjoying HelpfulSnowman.com and our radio shows. You motherfuckers.
Tell me all your thoughts.